To host a really nice live video show, you've really got to learn a lot.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
You know, that is if you're wanting to put on a nice production and raise the level of your game to dazzle status, right? Dazzle people out there who, you know, aren't doing what you're doing, and you want to put on a good show. I mean, you aspire to be the best in your niche. When it comes to video, you want to show off your professionalism. You want to show off your hard work. You want to, and this is actually the most important right here, you want to entertain, you want to teach, you want to inform, and you want your viewers to go somewhere, you, where they can have the best experience possible. Because it really is all about them. Kind of. I mean, or a lot of. But, you know, it's about your audience. It's also about you, though. I don't want to sell short that I'm not going to sell you these pie-in-the-sky utopian unicorn rainbow ideas that it's all about your audience and, you don't really matter. No, you do matter. Because it is about you. It's a lot about you. You're going to put a lot of hard work into this. You're going to put a lot of effort. You're going to put a lot of thought. You're going to put a lot of time. You're probably going to put a lot of money over time if you're going into it, you know, head first. And it's a lot about you. And quite honestly, if you're not doing it for you to grow, for you to shine, for you to feel good about making other people feel good, for you to feel good about helping other people out, for you to feel good about educating or entertaining people, sharing a laugh, sharing a cry, whatever it is. If you're not doing it for you, you ought not be doing it. But that's not to say that we're not doing it, and it's not a huge component that we're not doing it for the audience. We are doing it for the audience. It's a give take. There's no way to say it's only about you or it's only about them. That's stupidity. It's about everybody involved. It's about growing together. It's about learning together. It's about sharing laughs, sharing cries, teaching each other things. I mean, think about it. Let's say that you are going to start a live video series and you're going to teach people how to blend a good cup of coffee. Well, do you think that you know every way to do it, all the ways to do it, this and that, what ingredient? You know, you're going to learn a lot off your people about how to brew a good cup of coffee. Let's say that you go live every day for a month teaching how to brew a good cup of coffee, and every day you're teaching some new trick or technique or this or that. As you grow your audience, you're going to hear feedback from your people about ways that they do it or ways that they know it can be done. And you're going to learn. You're going to learn if people like it certain ways. You're going to learn if people don't. You have as much to learn from people as they have from you. You're just the one trying to build your business, your brand off of it. But, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're just a hobbyist and you just want to teach people coffee and have a good time and, you know, get to know people and that sort of thing. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think that's a very noble thing. You know, and this is a total aside, but my mom, you know, she's older, and people her age, I hear from them and they say, well, I don't have much to do and the kids have moved out and you can go out to lunch. It's like you're out in the middle of the world and you don't matter because you're not young, you're not working, you're not this, you're not that. Well, I mean, older people out there, there's nothing wrong with investing in a microphone and a mixer and learning a few tricks in podcasting or live video and start broadcasting. And start building a tribe of people that you can entertain, that can relate to you, that you can relate to, that you can have some fun with. You laugh, cry, share stories, get to know each other, meet people from all over the world, change lives, entertain each other, talk to one another, listen to one another. So, I mean, you know, online broadcasting, you know, my mom's generation didn't grow up with this stuff. And so it's hard for her to embrace the idea, yeah, I'm going to get on a podcast and go and start talking to the world. But like me, I'll probably have a microphone in front of me every day until I'm dead. I like it. I like, you know, coming up with ideas and things to talk about. And it, the way I do it with the, at least with the podcasting, it's a very lonely pursuit in a lot of ways, because I record, I'm recording 7 podcasts today is my goal. I'm trying to do 7 a day for a while and work ahead a little bit, without driving myself nuts. But, I'm talking to myself when I'm talking to it. I do have my earbuds in my ears and I can hear myself speak, but I mean, I'm not having a conversation with other people. I'm having a conversation with myself. And yeah, I'm having a conversation with you, but it is a one-way street while I'm recording. It becomes a two-way street if you decide to reach out and send me a private message at Todd.live and say something to me like, hey, I listen to your podcast. It doesn't need to be so lonely. Or, hey, I really liked that episode. Or, hey, I hated that episode. Or, hey, will you stop saying this? Or, hey, will you talk about this more? Or, you know, and I want that from you guys. I want to hear from you guys more. Live video is less lonely than podcasting because you can get on there and you can bring guests on and you can see them and you can have conversations. You know, I do this all the time with Ross Brand. He's in New Jersey, I believe. I always think he's in New York, but he's in New Jersey. Brad Friedman, who's in Denver. Professor Nez, who is here in Orange County where I live, and I still see him more online than I see him offline. He lives in a town, a few towns over. You know, Owen Video, he's a half hour, 45 minutes away. Stephanie Liu is an hour away. But I have friends all over the world. Gord, he's up in Canada. And it doesn't have to be lonely. You know, that's not the whole part of this podcast. Boy, we have strayed, haven't we? To host a really nice live video show, you got to learn a lot. You do. You have to learn a lot. Let's pivot back to where we were. I went on a long tangent there. I hope you were entertained by it, and I hope you thought it gave you some stuff to think about. But you do have to learn a lot. I mean, you have to learn software. And if you want to do a nice live video show, you're going to do lower thirds, and you're going to do graphics. You might do animations. You're going to have various things going on, and you need to learn how to do that. And that might require some Photoshop skills. That might require some screen flow skills. That might require some Premiere Pro skills or Camtasia or Canva. If you like Canva for your artwork, you might have to learn some, well, to do a really nice broadcast, you're going to have more control over it. You're going to have to learn a broadcast software like Livestream Studio or Wirecast is my favorite, or OBS or Switcher Studio. You're going to have to learn things like Skype or Zoom if you want to have a guest come on. You're going to have to learn how to hook two computers up and have a guest on Skype or Zoom on one computer and have Wirecast or Livestream Studio or whatever it is on the other computer, so that you're not using the CPU of one computer to run all this stuff at one time. I mean, there's things to learn, but guess what? You're listening to a guy. I don't want to say that I'm an idiot when it comes to tech, because I know I'm not, but I'm also not a tech guy. I was a tech guy up until about the early 90s. I had Apple computer, and I could take that thing apart and put it back together. I could program. I could do all sorts of stuff. Then I got into college, and I got into girls and partying and beer, and I didn't really do computers for a number of years except for entertainment stuff. And honestly, I didn't really use computers aside from selling on Amazon and eBay, which I did a lot in the early or in the late 90s and early 2000s. Well, actually till 2013, roughly, when I stopped doing eBay. But I've sold over $1 million on these platforms and, you know, playing the news cycle and buying things that were in demand and flipping them. And I didn't know broadcasting. I didn't know anything about it. I'm all self-taught. I took Cliff Ravenscraft's podcast A to Z course that really taught me the equipment. I didn't really learn much more other than the equipment. And that's what I paid for the course for. That's what I wanted, was to learn the equipment. So that's not a knock on podcast A to Z or a gripe. I think that I'm figuring out, I'm not the perfect podcaster or the live video guy. I'm not I'm not trained to do this, and I don't think I've mastered it, but I can talk and I have common sense and I can, you know, I'm educated. And if you're any of these things, you don't have to be all of them, but you could be some of them, and you can probably go live and throw on a great show or host a podcast. But you do have to learn a lot, but these things aren't hard. There's a lot of little things, but they don't have to be hard. I mean, if you're enjoying it and you want it, like if you want, I wanted it. I took Cliff Ravenscraft's podcast A to Z course. That got me to a certain level, but I wanted more than that. So, but that course gave me the knowledge and the confidence to find out how to get more than that on my own. I didn't have to take any more classes. I just needed a foundation. I needed a start. And then I had the confidence and the wherewithal to figure things out. I had some direction. And this could be you. There's not a single one of my podcast listeners who couldn't do what I do or more. Not one of you who couldn't do it. I have every faith in each and every one of you. If it's something that you want, it's just putting your mind to it, dedicating your wallet to it, dedicating your mindset to it, and getting it done. And not letting things get in your way. Distractions, and, you know, one big distraction a lot of the times is, you know, some of the stuff can be pricey. You know, get a 4K camera, the right one might be $1,000. Well, if that's what it takes, then find a way. And it's the same with the learning. If you don't know how to do something, go on YouTube and look it up. Go on lynda.com and get a subscription to lynda.com. I love lynda.com. I maintain a yearly subscription to Lynda, whether I use it or not. Most years I do use it, and I use it enough that I feel like the $300 I spent for the subscription was well worth it. I'm supporting a good cause. This is a community full of awesome creators and teachers who go in there and put their courses out, and I'm sure they get some residuals for when their courses are played and stuff. But I mean, it's a great resource. So you can go in there and you can take like a whole course on Premiere Pro, or a whole course on Wirecast, or a whole course on, you know, whatever it is. So there's no excuses, folks, but you do have a lot to learn. And look, I can help you. I'm working on a podcast course right now, PodSmart. I'm probably going to work on something where it's a live, like a weekly live session or something, where we're doing Wirecast tutorials, because I have a lot of people asking me about Wirecast, and I think people want to learn on Wirecast. And I can give a fantastic foundation in, say, 4 weeks for a few $100. And I'm probably going to work on that. So, hey, if you're interested in something like that, sign up to my email at todd.live, and you'll be on the list. You will be in the know if I drop something like that. If that's something you're interested in, send me a private message at todd.live on Instagram if that interests you, because that'll only encourage me to get it done faster if I know that you're out there waiting on it. Okay, folks, have a great evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live.